I hope you're not tired listening to me. So I wanted to have another meeting after yesterday's meeting because I felt that concept that we are trying to pursue, trying to follow, about counselor-counselee system. Like we need a little more discussion about that. How many of you think it's a good idea? And how many of you think that you want to participate in that? Sincerely. Very good. So, we have 10 names here. Who took the names?
13.
We have 13 names. So 13 and 4 each in each group. So 13 multiplied by 4 is 52. So are there 52 devotees besides those 13? Okay, doesn't matter if you don't have, because then you have to make devotees. So make them, include them, like you consider that in your group you have to have 4 people. 4 devotees to take care. Will it be difficult to find 4 people? Will it be difficult to find 4 souls to deliver? So, that is the mission. Our business is to try to give Krishna consciousness to the living entities so that they can become free from their suffering condition. At least theoretically you understood this point. This material nature is a place of suffering. Just now I was speaking to Ranjit. He's a very wealthy man. How many of you know Ranjit here? Ranjit from there. So also you know. But Ranjit was telling me his sufferings in the last few months or couple of years. So we should not think that, you know, if you have a lot of money, there won't be any suffering. Don't think that if you are very healthy, you are not going to suffer. Don't think that if you are very famous, you are not going to suffer. Don't think that if you are very wise, you are not going to suffer. No matter whoever you are and wherever you are, as long as you are in the material nature, you can't avoid the suffering condition. On the other hand, more the time goes by, the more you will realize what a miserable place this is. When you are young and healthy and everything is so wonderful, then you may think that, oh, this world is so beautiful. I do not want to die in this beautiful world. I want to stay here eternally. But when the suffering condition comes, then how do you feel? Then do you think I want to be here forever? Suffering and suffering and suffering. Then you want to get out of your suffering condition. And Prabhupada has very mercifully given you the formula out of the suffering condition. The secret of, or the key that opens the door out of this world. So this is Prabhupada's mercy. And it is important that we take advantage of this. It's very nice that all of you have accepted Krishna consciousness and committed yourself to this process, practicing this process. But I'm sure you all have noticed that when you are on your own, then in most cases you can't become very serious. You tend to become negligent. You tend to take it lightly. You tend to forget the importance of this process. How many of you feel that that happened? When you're on your own, then you don't really feel that enthusiasm. Now, if you can team up and practice the process, then won't it be better? Won't it be an added impetus to practice the process sincerely? So with that in mind, we were actually considering to create a structure, create a system. As I mentioned, like this system is being followed in Chaupati Temple, and they're very, very successful. Like, then what happens? The growth takes place in, what is this kind of growth called? It's called geometric progression. Geometric progression is 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 16, 16 to multiplied by 16, like that. So won't it happen in this way if we can successfully execute this system? Not only our spiritual life will be secured and get an extra and added push, but it will also help the growth of our movement. Like one person taking care of four persons. Meaning taking responsibility. You have to consider that you are playing the role of a guru. Now, who takes care of the spiritual life of his followers? Who takes care? The spiritual master. This is the responsibility of the spiritual master. And when you assume that role, then you actually take it upon yourself as if you are becoming a guru for those devotees. And then what happens? Those who are following, they, although they are respecting you as guru, and mind you, spiritual life is based on respect. Shraddha. Ado Shraddha. So whoever you are superior to you, you have to look up to him with respect. Don't take this process lightly. And don't think, oh, he's my buddy. So I don't really have to be sorry. I don't have to listen to him so seriously. No. At least internally you consider that he is like your spiritual master. And then in course what happens? Not long. In a few months, you make your team of disciples. Like get four people. Preach. And make them into devotees and take care of the spiritual. Then who are you? What are you doing? What kind of role you're playing? Then you are becoming a guru. And those who you are teaching, then in course of time, you inspire them also to become gurus. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing. Especially when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, he used to stay at one place for a night in the house of some Brahmana. And when Mahaprabhu came, all the local people came to see him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them about the process of Krishna consciousness. Just one night's association, Mahaprabhu gave them Krishna consciousness. And then what did Mahaprabhu say? He said, whatever I told you, you go and broadcast it to others. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna bodho. Whoever you meet, give this instruction. Instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then what is the next line? This line that I told? How many of you know the next line? Yes? Jagadananda? Amar aggai guru hoya taruei. In my order, you become a spiritual master and deliverer. Now, did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mean that only the people that he spoke to, they should become gurus? No. Mahaprabhu actually indicated whoever distributes Krishna consciousness is a guru, assuming the role of a guru. So in this way, we have to spread Krishna consciousness, following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya. Please take up this mission very seriously. Krishna consciousness is an opportunity of a lifetime. It's so rare. Krishna consciousness is extremely rare. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's divine arrangement, this has become very easily available to us. Now let's take advantage of this. Take advantage of this. Like, it's not that we have to say, now I have become a guru. No, it's not that. But take the responsibility, not the worship. If somebody takes the worship but doesn't take the responsibility, is he fulfilling his role? One takes the worship, or one takes the salary but doesn't do the job. Do you think he'll last? He'll be kicked out in a company. On the other hand, if you do not want to take the credit and worship but fulfill the responsibility, then how will your boss feel? If you're in a company, you're working, but don't really care for the position you got, you don't care about the salary you're getting, don't worry about the but, you're taking the responsibility and fulfilling the responsibility very nicely. How will your boss feel? How will the employer feel? Now here, who is our employer? Krishna is our employer. And Krishna is Antarjami. As a super soul, he is watching us at every moment. He is seeing us at every moment, through our every single action. So Krishna is watching. And when he sees that we are developing this attitude, that we do not want anything, all we want is to serve, then how will Krishna feel? And when Krishna is pleased, what can he not do for us? So please take up this responsibility very, very nicely. And many of you are senior devotees. I will suggest, although we got 13 names, but whoever wants to take up the responsibility, please come forward and assume the responsibility. And I will suggest that initially, those who are taking the responsibility, please meet together and consider how you are going to take it forward. So take it forward. Consider how you are going to. Like, initially, how you are going to consider, like yesterday I mentioned that you have the freedom, everybody has the liberty to decide which group he wants to join or which leader he wants to follow. But in a group there should be more than four or maximum five. There can be less but not more than. And then what should be your responsibility? Make sure that they accept the process of Krishna consciousness seriously. Make sure that they understand the philosophy. They understand the purpose of this process. They understand the importance of the holy name and the benefit of chanting the holy name. So in this way, guide them. but with proper understanding. No pressure, no force, no fear tactics. Just make them accept the process with voluntary submission. Let them recognize this is important for them to practice this process. So this way, you establish this. Establish your team. So, initially I will suggest that the counselors, should you call them counselors, counseling, or should you, do you want to have different names? Anyway, that also you can get together and figure out. And I'm available, my Indian number is roaming, wherever I am, that I'm available with that number. Like even in South Africa, I'm available with that number. So whenever you want to speak to me, just phone me and let me know, or if you can't contact me, send me an email saying that you want to talk to me. Or in some meetings, if you want, we can have a conference call. And we can, I mean, whatever input I can give, I'll be happy. Okay, does anybody have any question? Okay, very good. That means everybody understood everything. And everybody accepted this suggestion, this proposal. How many of you think it's a good idea to follow? Very good. I'm very happy. Thank you. And the other thing I wanted to discuss also briefly is...
In this mentor program, the emphasis on the four people will be non-practicing people, new people.
Or you can old people be there also. Say if somebody wants to join your group, he can. Like, I mean, you, how many members are here? Should be about 60, 70. Out of them, 30 have assumed the role of a counselor. So say another 50 is there, who can be the counselor?
What about 13 people put their hands up? There are many very senior devotees, not only in terms of your disciple, in terms of the yatra. And you know, maybe they're shy to volunteer, but I think we need the expertise.
So you can, you all decide. Like, it's not that, you know, the only 13 numbers are there and that's, you know, that's it. No. Like, if others are, I mean, if all 60 wants to become counselors, I'm fine. But the thing is, then you have to find your counselees. Whoever wants to be a guide, you can be the guide. But if you want to guide, you have to have your followers. So that's the point. And go out and preach. Make devotees. And the next thing that I wanted to discuss was, I briefly discussed about the square foot program, construction program. And so yesterday we could not really go deeper into it. Today some names have been given, they announced in the thing. And otherwise, here, how many of you have given your names already? Okay. And how many of you want to give your name? Okay, very good. So then, maybe who will volunteer to do this service? Himangar, you are leaving. Or can you?
Anandamai.
Okay, Anandamai. Okay, Himangar, Anandamai, you want to do that?
Dinashara.
Right. Where is Dinashara? You're too close for me to. Sorry. So Dinashara can be one.
He has the database.
You have the database. And you know, like send out a message to everyone and tell them that they can respond. And And as I told you yesterday, you have the time to pay on an annual basis. You can do that. This year, next year, in this way, we can, you can keep donating till 1916. I'm sorry, 2016. I'm spacing out. So, 2016. So, you got the names? Dinasharan, right. Dinasharan, Himanga, Anandamaya, and Krishnacharan. Okay, so thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
We have cake to cut this
dish. And you wanted to speak about the...
Huh? Or retreat. Okay. Anyway, I'm coming back again in September. I'll probably come here on the 10th. 10th or 11th. I'll come to Joga.
But we need to know too much.
Huh?
We need time to plan for that if that's to happen.
Yeah. So you still have 5 months to
go.
We can do the program like we did last year. We can have a seminar in Phoenix Temple for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We can have a seminar. And I was thinking the seminar can be first part of Uddhav Gita. How did you like this Uddhav Gita? Actually, it's so wonderful. Extremely wonderful. And actually Uddhav Gita, once we start, like first, probably what we'll do is, the first session, we'll just give the overview. And then we can have, let's see how many more sessions we need. We'll go into that. And, sorry. So, let's find out when is the weekend?
Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 13, 14, 15. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we can do the seminar. And then Monday can be a break. And Tuesday can be Prabhupada Memorial Festival. Wonderful. And then after that, I may go to Cape Town. Now that's one thing. And then I'm also thinking of coming back in January. And in January, we will do the another seminar, retreat. We can either do it in Drakensberg, or another consideration is to do it in Cape Town. Anyway, I mean, actually Durban's claim prevails. Anyway, wherever. I also felt that Drakensberg is very convenient for all of you. Like, for Durban as well as Johannesburg and Newcastle, Ladysmith, Bethal. So anyway, we will see. Then, probably Himanga is actually had been organizing this retreat, and especially Drakensberg once goes to his credit. How did you like the last two retreats in Drakensberg? So, it's a very nice arrangement, very nice facility. It's also close by, the supply can go from. difficulty. In the Cape Town, there will be a lot of difficulty. Although there are some beautiful places, like Cape Town has some beautiful, like I saw one location, just on the beach, with about chalets with capacity for about 200 people. Anyway, January is a long way to go, so in between I'm coming back in September, so we will see what we can do at that time. About the counselors, is it all right to meet once a week? Achha, who will coordinate?
Jagadananda.
Okay, Jagadananda will coordinate. And Prabhupada will assist him. We made Jagadananda the counselor of the council. So, any question, any comment, any suggestion? Okay, then you go, take prasad, and I will see what I should do.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Krishna. Krishna.